All right, this time on The Happy Home Buyer, we're going to talk to you on why 18-year-olds shouldn't be given $500,000 to blow, and why the uber wealthy aren't the only ones that should be doing estate planning.
Hey guys, we're here with Jeffrey Lynch of the Law Offices of Jeffrey D. Lynch. So thank you for being here today.
Thanks for inviting me, Becky. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about you, and then we'll get right into our topics for today.
Sure. I began my career in the insurance business. I worked with a lot of farming and ranching families throughout the state until the recession hit, when I decided to fulfill a lifelong dream of becoming an attorney.
Awesome. Lifelong dream accomplished. Let's get some questions asked. But before we get into the real estate law and trust and all these other fun pieces, I wanted to talk a little bit about rising interest rates and what we collectively, as our little professionals here, think it's going to mean for our local real estate markets. If you look earlier this year, interest rates, or at least the ones that we published, were like 4.0%. They've gone up about a half a point to 4.5%. And some people, that kind of puts them on edge. Other people kind of don't really care, but I like to quantify things. So if you look at a $250,000 mortgage, the difference between the rates then and the rates now basically means a $72 a month change in their total payment. So not the end of the world?
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. I could shop a little bit less.
You can. It's not that hard to save an extra $72 a month, and we definitely don't see it making it so that people can't qualify for loans. But what do you see on the title side? Do you see orders slowing down? Do you see people, you know, running around pulling their hair out? Do you see any of these things?
It's not so much that it slowed down. It's just transactionally, we're kind of where we were at last year, maybe a little bit less, but the dollar values are up.
Perfect. And what I actually see is I work with a fair amount of investors, and I see folks that are out there right now that are buying rental homes. They're actually deciding to buy more now because in their minds, they're buying it at a better price because they're getting the better mortgage rates now than where they could potentially be down the road if mortgage rates continue to do what they're going to do. Do you work with many investors?
I work with a ton of investors. I think that there's a huge benefit in adding that investment property to your overall portfolio, because with the depreciation expense that comes with renting a home, running it like a true business, and the other expenses, there are so many advantages to having that as part of your portfolio.
Exactly. And we see people taking advantage of that, or at least I do on my side, people that are coming in and buying multiple investment homes right now because they see the time is still being ripe.
So that's just our professional opinion. We're wondering what you guys think at home. Do you agree? Do you disagree? So comment in the section below. All right, and now we are going into our lightning round.
Perfect. This is where we're going to ask you five questions kind of related to your topic, and you get to answer them with these things. You've got this one is going to be yes, and this one is going to be no. And the question of today is, should I call you if? Should I call you if I'm buying my fifth rental home and holding title in my own name?
Absolutely. You got to protect your personal assets from those high-risk assets.
Perfect.
Should I call you if I buy my first home and after a few days we get a storm and the roof leaks like a sieve?
Yes, I can point you in the right direction. We can take a look at the contract and the disclosures and see what options you might have.
Should I call you if I'm selling my home and it's 3 days before the close of escrow and the buyer's loan docs aren't at title?
No, that is not my area of expertise.
Perfect.
Should I call you if my husband and I just had our third kid and we are about to close on a home?
Absolutely. There are many things we can discuss.
Okay, perfect. So our last question, should I call you if I own some real estate, but I'm not a wealthy person?
Absolutely. Estate planning is not just for the wealthy.
Perfect. So let's actually get into that. So your expertise is trusts and estate planning and probate and all these fun pieces. And I know you came over on our questionnaire. The most common misperception is that this type of planning is only for the wealthy people.
Correct. The estate tax exemption right now is $11 million per person. So the complex estate planning for the very wealthy doesn't apply to most people. But the most important document that I usually create with the families that I work with is a living trust. If you have minor children and you have life insurance, we protect against a minor becoming 18 years of age and then having access to $500,000 to $1 million worth of principal. So we use a trust to protect it, we delay it, so that it's there for the rest of their lives. If they make a mistake early, that's okay. They don't make a mistake with everything. They make a mistake with a little bit, and then everybody knows, maybe they're not the best decision makers with money. Let's put them on an allowance, you know?
That totally makes sense. So you're helping people put it together so that they don't blow through the money like people are tempted to do, so that in the end they're left with maybe their bills paid, maybe their house paid, maybe something like that, instead of just having a whole lot of fun for a day and a half. When we say people don't have to be wealthy to call you, I assume that means that it doesn't cost so much money to get this set up that it's just unreasonable. Is that true?
Absolutely. That was the whole point in having my own law firm. Is I can keep my rates reasonable, I have control over my overhead so that I can provide these services to families that need them.
So there's the levels. There's the jump on the internet and let Wikipedia tell you what to do.
That's right.
There's the I can't afford this unless I am a wealthy person, and there's you in the middle that's gonna be able to bring all of that to the table and then help these folks out.
That's it.
Okay, so our audience is mainly realtors. So what should they be thinking? Is it just thinking of their clients that, you know, have kids and are buying homes, or their investors? Like, what is the perfect person to be thinking of these things that you can help out the most?
When a realtor is working with a family that's buying their first home, mm-hmm. there's questions that have to be answered that someone who's been renting their entire life, they've never had to address them. That's a good time for me to come in and be able to provide them the advice, talk about all of their options with them.
All right, on the title side, I know if they ask you questions, are you guys even allowed to give them advice?
Not in regard to how to hold title.
Right, which
no,
makes sense.
They need
right.
to decide that for themselves.
Exactly, mm-hmm. and I don't think that the average, especially somebody that's been renting their whole life, is just now buying a home. The realtor really isn't allowed to give them advice. I'm certainly not gonna be able to give them advice. You guys have a policy against giving them advice because none of us are lawyers. So have them give Jeffrey a call. He can chat with them about maybe the best way for them to hold title. And if they are somebody who is a really good fit for having a trust, he can probably help them put it together and do it for a reasonable fee. So that way, when they do throw it in a drawer and forget about it for absolutely forever, they're not going to feel too horrible about having done so.
All right, so you heard it here. Life is complicated. We can't always anticipate what's going to happen. And there's a lot of money on the line. So I think it's important to give an attorney a call. I'd like to thank Jeffrey for being here on the show.
Thanks, Becky. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And if you learned anything from this show, or we validated any information you already had, please share it with one of your clients, share it with a colleague, and of course, shop me for any of your mortgage needs and give Becky a call for anything she can help you do on the title side.
And we'll see you next time on the Happy Home Buyer.
Talk to you soon.